All right. Well, first off, Simon, hope you're having a wonderful week this week. Thank you so much for joining me. Now, introduce yourself to our audience and tell us about what you do in the mechanic world.
My name is Simon, and I work for High Country Chevrolet here in High River, Alberta. Been in the automotive industry for about 25 years now. Been fixed ops manager, service manager, parts manager, and now I currently work as a system parts manager at High Country Chevrolet. I love tires. I specialize in tires, you know, like keeping people safe on the road for the winter. Yeah, that's what I'm doing here right now, and I'm here to answer your questions this morning. Hopefully, can help people out with their vehicles.
For sure. So you are the man with the plan to keep us safe on the roads this winter season that is coming up, and possibly on Sunday for that matter. It looks like there is a little bit of snow in the forecast. First off, Simon, here we got to ask, when is the best time to change our tires over for winter?
Well, the best time is anytime the weather's dropping below, usually 7 degrees is the industry standard. So anytime weather's staying below 7 degrees for prolonged periods is the time to put those tires on. We have a lot of people, a lot of customers who wait, you know, till the first snowfall. Then what happens is shops get extremely busy and they're backed up for 2-3 weeks and they're just putting themselves at risk because they're driving with tires that are going to start stiffening up on the roads and slide when you're braking, and they don't realize that they're okay once their momentum is going. But the second you're doing anything like braking or hard steering, you're going to lose traction and you're going into the ditches, and that's where we see a lot of them in Alberta. So I would recommend, usually as a rule of thumb, October 1st would be a great time to start putting winter tires on. Don't wait till the first skiff of snow because, like I said, you're going to be backed up for a long time. The weather will change from the morning to the afternoon. We will be plus 20 and then it'll be minus by the afternoon, and then the snow starts. Everyone gets caught off guard, and then people are risking their lives, risking others' lives, because there's certain people who do put them on, and now by you not doing yours, you're also putting people at risk by being you're going to be sliding when there's black ice on the ground. You can't see it.
We do live in Alberta. We do get a ton of snow. We get a ton of ice over the winter.
Ice.
What is the difference between all season and winter tires, and does having one or the other matter?
There are basically three genres of tires. There's all seasons. The new tires coming out are called all weather. And then we have your true winter tire. So the difference between these tires is the amount of silica compound that is in the rubber. The more silica compound means the tires are going to stay more pliable, more soft. Winter tires are basically full of siping. So sipings are little lines cut into the rubber, maybe about 4 or 5 millimeters apart on most of the tires, that you could actually run your finger across and see them separating. And what happens with these little siping is that they bite on any bit of ice and snow that's on the ground. So you have like hundreds of little teeth biting, versus an all-season tire that has bigger blocking or smoother blocking that are designed to channel water out, and they have a different silica compound that actually starts hardening the more it gets below 7 degrees. So they start getting harder and harder and harder. And when it's minus 20, minus 30, this rubber is seemingly like a hockey puck. And like I tell people, and I'm real, is that winter tires, you're still going to slide. You're going to slide a little bit, but you're not going to slide as far, because people think you've got winter tires, now I can drive 120 kilometers an hour on the highways and I'm good. No, everything will slide. It's ice, but these will slide a lot less. Instead of 100 meters, you're going to take 30 meters to stop. You know what I mean? Depending on your speed. So you still drive cautiously. You still drive with care, but these will protect you so much more on ice and snow. And snow, winter tires are amazing. But in Alberta, we get a lot of ice. And, you know, the first 2 days, we got the snow. But then after that, we're getting the ice. And you want something with a lot of siping so that the ice is not as much an issue for you. But still drive cautiously. Still, you know, you're coming to stop signs. You know, there's glare ice. We see that everywhere. But they also have studded winter tires now that are legal in Alberta, that are made of carbide tips. Same thing that you'd see on a man's or a person's skill saw. Carbide tip blades. They have them on winter tires. And that'll do a lot more biting in ice and snow. They got a bit more noise, but they also work extremely well. I have both sets. I have a studded tire and I have a regular winter tire.
What sort of things should we consider when it comes to winter car maintenance? And when should we start looking at winter car maintenance?
Again, as you're coming out of the summer season, people have been camping, trailering, you know, towing, doing a lot of stuff. A good thing to look at is, first of all, your coolant. Bring it into a shop. Get the coolant levels checked, in the sense that we have little test strips that can actually check the amount of freezing ability that the coolant has, how good it's rated for. So check that. Make sure it's rated for a good temperature, like minus 37 to minus 40 degrees, because some people are putting water in the summer and diluting their coolant. Another thing is make sure you're checking your windshield washer fluid, because a lot of people are using summer fluid and it's going to freeze in your jar and you're going to have a broken washer jar, and your pump's going to break, and you're going to wonder why your washer is not working. Brakes, again, brakes are a nice thing to check. They can do another test strip, check your brake fluid, make sure that the moisture content in the brake fluid is not too high, because brake fluid is a non-compressible fluid. So when there's moisture in there, it'll compress, and that's why you'll feel spongy brake pedals. Change your wiper blades. Put a set of winter blades on. Get those metal-framed ones off. They have the single blades, the beam-style blades that are better for the winter that don't get full of ice and snow. Make sure you're lifting your wiper blades off the windshield in the winter, because what's happening, you have a hot windshield. It's melting. It's freezing overnight. And then you're ripping your rubber off your wipers, and people are coming in. It's like, oh, my wiper blades are all ripped. I don't know what happened. It's because they're turning them on when they're frozen, and it's ripping the rubber off the bottom. So a good rule of thumb is either put something underneath them or lift them up before you go into the home at night.
Last question here that I have, but if you want to add anything else in, please do. But What sort of things should we have in our cars for winter safety to keep ourselves safe in case we do get into an accident, or in case we just need some extra support on the road if we do end up somewhere we don't want to be off the road?
Absolutely. So first thing I'm going to say from personal experience, because it just happened to me, is like get an AMA membership. You know, they're not extremely expensive. Like I had a vehicle problem just a few weeks back, and I didn't have AMA personally. And a tow bill for 60 kilometers cost me $250. Well, I now have AMA or any of those roadside assistance programs, because it's a lot cheaper than one single tow. That's a great thing to have in your side pocket, is a membership where they can get you out there and tow you. Windshield washer fluid. Make sure you have lots of windshield washer fluid in the back of your vehicle, because you'll run out at the most inopportune time and you won't be able to see, and you're going to get flushed in front of you from people on your windshield. That's a great thing. Something to wipe your headlights off, especially if you're driving at nighttime and you're getting flushed in your headlights. Something so you can just go wipe them off, have a rag in the back, have a heated, maybe a foil blanket. Something that if you do get stuck and you need to stay warm, that'll keep you warm if you can't run your car. Flashlight, a booster pack, or some booster cables just in case your battery dies, because the batteries will die in the winter. There, a lot of batteries people think they fail in the winter because of the cold. No, they fail in the summer because of the heat. The winter just causes them to finish their life cycle. So most of the damage is done to a battery during the summer because the swelling of the cells inside the battery. So make sure you have some booster cables or a booster pack, something that'll just give you a quick boost so you can get your car running and get to a shop or somewhere you can get a new battery. Flashlight, any strobing light, maybe even hazard warning. There's a lot of kits you can buy even in your local stores or online. To have all the booster pack, the cables and all the blankets and different things you need, gloves, stuff like that, that'll help you stay safe in the winter.
Amazing. Simon, thank you so much for your time today. I really, really appreciate it. We're keeping everybody safe on the roads over here.
Absolutely.
All thanks to you. So thank you very much, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You as well. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.